we come to the 23rd chapter here in the book of Joshua, and the 24th chapter, the last chapter, and here you have the last message of Joshua. And here in chapter 23, there is the call to the leaders of Israel for courage and certainty. And then in chapter 24, the call to all the tribes of Israel for consecration and consideration of the covenant with God. And then you have the death of Joshua. In other words, what Joshua is doing is giving really his deathbed speech. Now, this is something that's becoming very familiar here in the Word of God already in the Old Testament. We had first, you remember, that Jacob called his 12 sons about him, and he gave these prophecies concerning them. And then we had Moses calling the 12 tribes. The 12 sons are now 12 tribes, and Moses called them about him at the very end of his life before he went up into the mountain, Mount Nebo, and then he gave his deathbed word to them. Now here is Joshua, who's been their leader now for 40 years, who's brought them into the land, and he's now giving his final message to them before his death. This is, I think, something to note as we go through. Now, as we come to chapter 23, shall we listen to Joshua? It came to pass a long time after that the Lord had given rest unto Israel from all their enemies round about, that Joshua waxed old and stricken in age. And Joshua called for all Israel, and for their elders, and for their heads, and for their judges, for their officers, and said unto them, I am old and stricken in age, and ye have seen all that the Lord your God hath done unto all these nations because of you, for the Lord your God is he that hath fought for you. Now you notice when he calls these leaders around him, and all of the nation, as it were, are represented here, if not there in person, and he tells them, he says, I'm now ready to retire. I'm a senior citizen. And here's my final word to you. Now you have seen what God has done for you. What he's saying is what Paul will say later on, or did say later on, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Now, Joshua is saying to these people, you know what God's done for you. You know how he's led you. Now he says, verse 4, Behold, I have divided unto you by lot these nations that remain to be an inheritance for your tribes, from Jordan with all the nations that I have cut off, even unto the great sea westward. And the Lord your God, he shall expel them from before you, and drive them out of your sight, and ye shall possess their land, as the Lord your God hath promised unto you. Be ye therefore very courageous, to keep and to do all that's written in the book of the law of Moses, that ye turn not aside therefrom to the right hand or to the left. Now again, this is what Moses had called them to do, and now Joshua calls them to do the same thing. Verse 8, But cleave unto the Lord your God, as ye have done unto this day. You see, in the time of grave danger, crossing into that land, encountering a land filled with an enemy and giants in the land, and things they did not know or expect, and with all of these things round about them, and fear on every side, it kept them very close to the Lord. Now Joshua recognized that when they got into the land, they entered rest, they were having peace and prosperity and plenty, that they'd get away from God. And isn't that the story of human nature? Human nature never changes, and today we have the same situation. I was always disturbed after World War II that God had judged Europe and even Russia and Korea and how these other nations had suffered. And we came through unscathed, actually. Then, here after the war, other nations went through a terrible period, and our nation was greatly blessed, and we entered a period of prosperity and affluence. And we're still in it today. And I couldn't understand it. I thought, my, it looks like God would judge us. But you know what he did? He did judge us, but he judged us with prosperity and plenty. He tested us. And the real test, the hardest test, was prosperity and plenty. The nation of affluence. Nation of great world power. And look at us today. Look where we've come to. I say the judgment of God has been upon us because the most dangerous period any people can go through is not the time of grave danger or the trial or the test. It's when they enter the period of prosperity. And that's the reason that Joshua now is giving them this charge. God has begun a good work in you. He's done these things for you. Now you cleave to him. You stay close to God. You obey him. And if you do that, God will continue to bless you. But if you do not, verse 11, take good heed therefore unto yourselves that you love the Lord your God. Else if ye do in any wise go back and cleave unto the remnant of these nations, even these that remain among you, and shall make marriages with them, and go in unto them, and they to you. Know for a certainty that the Lord your God will no more drive out any of these nations from before you. And judgment of God would be upon them. Now that is the trend and theme of this man's message to his people.